Hey everyone, welcome back to Trend Hacker Future Stories Beyond Your Bubble. Get inspired, test your company strategy and ideas against this trend, or just enjoy a 5-minute break with a coffee and the story of how sustainability isn't just a concept, it can be the heart of every action. In today's adventure, we join the life of Maya in her groundbreaking eco-condo nestled in the bustling city of São Paulo in 2035. It is about an isolated perfection of a circular economy, upcycling and recycling, combining tech and societal changes. From the moment she stretches to the soft chime of her modular tech wearable, charged by the sun itself, to her engagement with the condo's advanced systems, every detail of Maya's morning screams innovation. Her energy contributions to the grid, the water-saving victories in her bathroom, and her cherished moments under the warm sun all paint a picture of a lifestyle many dreams of, but few attain. While this seems ideal, it's important to remember that globally, only a small percentage, around 29% of energy, comes from renewable sources, and a significant portion of the world's waste, approximately 33%, still ends in open dumps. This underscores Maya's commitment to change. Join us as we explore how Maya and her community tackle environmental challenges with ingenuity and determination, turning potential hurdles into stepping stones towards a greener, more connected São Paulo. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and embark on this inspiring journey together. Maya, São Paulo, 2034. A sliver of sunlight breaks through the blinds, indicating that Maya's day is ready. Tiny specks of light dance within the solar film, embedded in the window, demonstrating the eco-condo's cutting-edge design and her commitment to living in harmony with technology. Maya stretches slowly, her movements unhurried, and reaches for her modular tech wearable on a solar-powered charging station. It awakens with a soft chime, the screen lighting up with various notifications and updates, and a plethora of messages among it. What catches her attention is updates detailing her overnight contribution to the condo and power grid, a modest amount, yet a gratifying reminder of the home's interconnected system. This does not pay for the living. However, it is one of the reasons Maya selected this apartment at the sunny edge of the condo. She smiled and looked at the information. 20% of her energy went into Joa's electric car, her neighbor's. Her bathroom screen flashes an update shower water, 80% recycled. Maya grins. Every time she washes her hair, it's a small victory for the planet. This place, these systems, they make a living sustainably, almost effortless. Mornings here are Maya's favorite. Sipping coffee, sunlight warming her toes, she feels perfectly in sync with the condo's hum of purposeful living. This isn't just an apartment, it's like her values were given walls and windows. Walking past her front door to the condo's gym, Maya's gaze falls on her gardening gloves, dirt stained from her recent toil in the community garden. Though her visits have been infrequent, dictated by a demanding schedule, the gloves remind her of the peace she finds amidst flora. This contrasts sharply with her dislike for cooking, a less soothing activity. Her wearable reveals that gardening significantly lowers her stress, which surprised her initially. Yet, there's an undeniable calm in fostering growth, an emotion that the exacting nature of cooking fails to replicate for her. The kids' laughter from the playground makes Maya smile. A year ago, she craved solitude. Now, the sounds of children playing and the impromptu chats with neighbors while weeding weave a sense of belonging she never felt in her old impersonal building. Strolling past the overflowing materials bank, Maya's mind buzzes with possibilities. Old cabinet door, repurposed as a planter. Anyone? The condo's not just eco-conscious. It taps into that Brazilian knack for turning trash into treasure. Gambiarra, this spirit, this sense of shared purpose. It's what makes living here feel so vibrant. Deconstruction is the future, her colleague had declared, and Maya felt a jolt of excitement. Finally, it was a movement that made environmental and economic sense. In a city as sprawling and ever-changing as São Paulo, this shift felt almost inevitable. Maya wasn't one for half measures. Inspired by the potential of deconstruction, she went all in. Late nights devouring case studies, weekend trips to salvage yards. She immersed herself in this burgeoning field. Soon, she wasn't just advising clients, she was practically writing her own future. Her first big win was a developer who was hesitant about the cost of deconstruction. Maya laid out the numbers: resale of salvaged materials, reduced landfill fees, and the project practically paid for itself. That success story, echoed in miniature within her condo, fueled her even more. In a moment, Maya finds herself in the co-working space within the condo, a nexus for productivity and social interaction. She sits down and smiles at Joa in front of her. "Thank you for paying for the coffee," she jokes, smiling and remembering that her apartment contributed to charging his electric car. Joa grins back. Since then, the new condo's focused on integrating a co-working space, a change in ambient, and the necessity to avoid depression and isolation in their smaller apartments. In this collaboration space, Maya often finds her most productive moment. The co-working space is part of a think tank near the daycare and the rock concert rehearsal room. Thank goodness for the soundproofing, some days. Maya craves laser focus, the kind fueled by strong coffee and blessed silence. Other days, the patter of Garoa and a breezy rooftop stroll, umbrella in hand, of course, work wonders to clear her head. These amenities do more than provide services, they are part of their life. Indeed, they might isolate themselves from the broader society and create different bubble worlds. Yet, the hyperconnectivity and the VR glasses where you see each other in real life have changed that away. Maya is also more of an introvert and does not go out too often, sometimes in the supermarket, but she prefers delivery, not even owning a car. She calls an Uber for that. Judge me, she once challenged a friend, and she did. Yet Maya just took out her Nudge app and showed her CO2 footprint, which was 18% lower than her friend's. "See," she smiles, and added, "I am happy with it." From where we pause, Maya's afternoon is dedicated to deepening her involvement in the condo's sustainable initiatives. Led by a neighbor expert in sustainability, the workshop sheds light on the community's innovative systems to minimize its environmental footprint, with comprehensive composting systems that transform organic refuse into nutrient-rich soil for the communal garden. The composting workshop morphs into a full-blown brainstorming session, rainwater harvesting for laundry, a resident-run repair cafe, and maybe even a solar-powered mini-cinema on the rooftop. Moments like this remind Maya why she chose this place. The eco-condo isn't just a slogan, it's a community of doers. Maya leaves the workshop feeling practically giddy. Ideas swirl through her head. Wouldn't a clothes swap be fun? Could they lobby the city to expand a waste pickup? Before she knows it, she's messaging her neighbors, pitching initiatives, and volunteering to lead the charge. Junk drawers tremble in fear as Maya spreads the word about the condo's first waste drive. That broken tablet, those tangled charger cords, they're not trash, they're potential. Her partnership with Felipe, the neighborhood gadget whiz, adds a fix-it-first twist to the event, empowering residents to reduce, reuse, and then recycle. The basil practically begs Maya to pluck a few leaves on her way past the community garden. This patch of earth feeds more than just their bellies. It feeds the condo's sense of shared purpose. As she steps into her apartment, Maya feels a surge of something beyond satisfaction. This is defiance against the concrete jungle, proof that living greener can be joyful, not a sacrifice. Maybe, just maybe, the eco condo is the seed of something bigger. So, this is where the future lives. A wide-eyed architecture student remarks during Maya's tour. She beams. It's more than the tech and the gardens, it's the vibrant energy of the place. This close-knit, eco-conscious community is the condo's greatest innovation. As she walked away, a quiet pride swelled in her chest. He wasn't just a resident, but a part of something truly important. As the sun began to set, casting a warm glow over the condo, Maya knew this was only the beginning. The journey toward a greener São Paulo was long, but with each step, each contribution, no matter how small, the path became a little clearer, and she was definitely part of it.